picture three sisters, a Morris Minor, a tuba, and a toilet brush, a cheese grater, and a very optimistic attitude about the Australian road trips. Most people put their Christmas decorations away in January. Our next guest ignored that memo entirely. She's one third of a trio of delightfully strange Queensland spinsters who, when they're not tending ants, knitting egg warmers, or hanging toad skins out to dry, they are touring the country performing their hit Christmas show in June. And they have picked up awards in Melbourne, Edinburgh in Scotland, baffled and delighted audiences from Brisbane to the BBC, and somehow convinced thousands of Australians that a toilet brush is a legitimate musical instrument. And Sydney Morning Herald called them the antipodean cousins of Adam's family. Honestly, we can't do much better than that, can we? Well, please welcome Morn Kransky, one third of the Kransky sisters, and Christmas has arrived and it's wearing a tuba. We're thrilled to have you here. We've been told you're comfortable answering my questions that come your way, so we're going to test that. The three sisters have been described as weird, twisted, oddball, and off the wall. Morn, on behalf of your sisters, how do you take that as a compliment or a career summary?
Well, it's very nice seeing that people say things about us, you know, and I don't think they're really mean. They're nice things, you know. And after all, oddballs always stand out in a crowd, don't they?
They certainly do. So sisters, so sisters living in a rickety old family house in Esk, which isn't far away from here, tending ants, knitting egg warmers, and hanging on to toad skins out to dry. Just a typical Queensland Monday, then.
That's what we do on a Monday, Shane, but on a Tuesday, where we clean the blood from the cracks in the meat safe on a Tuesday, and then on Wednesday, we play knuckles on our Uncle Bellamy's grave. You see, Uncle Bellamy owned the house before we moved there. He's buried under our hill's horse in the backyard. They left his hand protruding. It's handy for the spare pegs, you know.
I gotta have that.
You have to be careful, you know, though, because sometimes we're playing knuckles on his knuckles. It gets a bit confusing.
Well, let's address the reindeer in the room. It's currently in June. What are you doing for Christmas in June? Or did someone lose track of the calendar? Was this a deliberate action on your part?
Christmas in June. Well, you see, it was deliberate, actually. Yes, because what happened was, we have our Christmas show in December, and we can't see everybody, you see, because we're always in Queensland in December doing our show there. And so we decided we'd take it to as many people as we can at other times. So there we go, June and July. It just happened to be free, and we thought, well, we'll take our show somewhere else and have some fun with the lovely people, because we have lots of fun with our show.
So is the Kransky Sisters Christmas essentially Christmas with better instruments and stranger snacks?
Talking of snacks, you know, we do have a lot of different instruments, of course, with our show, because we have a kitchen pot and we've got a toilet brush and tambourines and all many instruments there. And talking of snacks, we like to take on tour our devils on horseback. Do you know what that is? I'll tell you, it's a recipe with bacon. You stuff a prawn, a prune. You stuff a prune, prawns wouldn't be nice too, but prawns with a fruit, and then you put them in bacon and crispy them up in the frying pan in some fat. And that's nice.
Yeah, I bet you it is. Do the sisters travel with all this in a Morris, though, when you're out and about doing your tour?
Oh, yes. We always take our snacks in the glove box. And it's lovely, yes. And the only trouble is sometimes, you know, when we're in the car, it's quite squashy because we have a lot of things in there. You know, we sometimes take our pumpkins too because, you know, it's no use leaving a rotting vegetable at home, and good to keep to take to the motels and eat when we're on our trip. You know, it's no good leaving your veggies at home, is it? And so we often travel, but once I travelled to Goulburn all the way in second gear because Eve's knee was pressed against the gear stick. Bit of a nuisance.
That's a cracker. Oh, but hey, the sisters, you tell me this. You've covered Britney Spears, the Spice Girls, MC Hammer, AC/DC, Nana Mascura, and the Bee Gees. Now, that's a place that should work, should not work under any circumstances. How do you make it work?
Well, with this array of instruments, you know, with that, I said, with the kitchen instruments and so forth, the tuba, the guitar and the keyboard and so forth, and the kitchen pot and spatula, we can kind of really cook up anything, you know. And it's surprising what the musical saw can do, too, you know, with the songs. So we manage quite well to rearrange the songs.
So which song has suffered?
Songs, too.
What song has suffered the most at the hands of the Kransky sisters in this case?
Heavens, well, I'd have to say that was probably Enya's Sail Away. It was preceded by a story about a home birth in a plastic pool, you see, because unfortunately we were staying in Byron Bay and we were unaware of dipping in the pool minutes before the woman rushed in to give birth in it. And I'd lost a couple of band-aids as well in the water.
And you and your sisters have been compared to the Addams Family, I said in the onset. Is that fair? And which sister would be Cousin It?
Well, you see, we've actually never seen the Addams Family. We've heard about being compared to them, but we've never seen the Addams Family. But from what we've heard, they're lovely. See, we've never had a television. Our mother forbade it in the house and said that evil will come your way if you watch it. You know, those things on the programs like, you know, sports, kicking each other around with balls and things. So we don't have one. We've never seen it, Cousin It.
You're not missing anything, really. You're not missing a darn
really?
Thing. Who needs TV when you got you guys around? Entertainment.
Yes, it would be interesting to see. Curious, though, you know, to watch it.
You've been cloistered in your family home, keeping your Christmas traditions secret for years. What made you finally decide to let the public in, and do you regret it?
Oh, well, you see, we never celebrated Christmas at home at all before. Mm. And then Queensland Performing Arts Centre in Brisbane asked us to do a Christmas show many years ago. And it was so popular there. And we had so much fun that we've performed Christmas shows there for 8 seasons now at QPAC. So we never regret meeting people all over the world, you know. We travelled to many places too, you know. And we've gone all over the place, Portugal and to Sweden and to England a couple of times, performed at the Barbican and another place in Leicester Square. And we've even gone to Macau and Singapore as well and Belgium, Holland, you know. It's lovely meeting the people. It's such a treat.
Oh, I got to say, now, we've just come out of COVID not long ago, a couple of years ago, and they launched an isolation bake on YouTube. Were the sisters baking, and should the public be worried about the recipes?
Oh, well, yes, we did release a series of a little five-part series on there. Our neighbour filmed it on his iPhone. We were attempting to bake a chocolate cake through the show. No, I won't say too much, though, because you can watch them on YouTube in sequence. I don't think the people would be worried about the recipe, so, you know, they can change them up themselves. And our boiled savoury mince recipe, you know, has actually been published in a cookbook.
Really? Well done.
Yes.
That's awesome. The BBC,
yes.
The BBC came calling you, and when the British discovered the Kransky sisters, what did they make of you? And secondly, more importantly, what did you make of them?
Well, that's a really interesting question. Well, Edinburgh Festival, we won, when we did that in 2006, we won the Herald Angel Award for Excellence, which was a lovely award. It's a lovely looking thing too. You know. And you know who gave it to us? Gabriel Byrne.
Really?
He won an award too for Jindabyne. And
yeah.
He came up and said, "I like your speech, Morn. Can I come and see your show tonight?" And he came and watched it. He was in the audience.
And he loved
lovely.
It? Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, he was very nice. The British people are very lovely, and he's Irish, and he's very nice.
A lot of Irish come across to England to work, you know that.
Yes.
It's beautiful over there.
Yes. It's very nice, you know. You know, we like the black taxis too and the big red buses in England. Very nice.
They're bustling. Hey, your tour is kicking off in Esk on June 19. That's only a couple of weeks away before heading off to Noosa, Toowoomba, across to Western Australia. The trustee, Maurice Marner, is doing its heavy lifting this tour. It's been serviced. Are we just hoping for the best or a bit more?
I think that we'll be fine in the Morris, because we've got a new fan belt. When we were travelling down last time to Byron Bay, this lovely man, because we had trouble with the fan belt and the stockings had broken, he used one of his dreadlocks on it, and it's still going.
It's been fantastic.
It's oily, and he seems to just go around and around. It's the best thing. So we've been. That was when we went out to that pool too. I told you about in Bombay. He led us there, but yeah, it was wonderful. But the car's going well, and I think we'll get around quite well. You know, we're off to, as you know, to Esk and Toowoomba and Noosa, but then we're off later on to Port Macquarie and Tamworth, Blue Mountains and Wyong, Sydney, Maryborough and Brisbane. So we've got a long while in the Morris to keep going.
Indeed so. And for anyone on the fence about coming, Morn, give us your best 30-second pitch. Sell us a Cracker Kransky Christmas now.
Goodness me. Well, let me think. Well, if you've never heard of Britney Spears played on the musical Saw, or the Beatles harmonies played on recorders, perhaps, or AC/DC played on tuba, 1980s nightclub medley played on toilet brush, biscuit tin, tambourines and tuba, then you better come and see the show, the Cracker Kransky Christmas. Join in the fun. Now, we tell stories and some special surprises too.
Oh, you do. I know. I've heard all about this. And the final question, this is important. Will the crackers be Yatz, Sayo or Ritz?
Oh, they're Clicks biscuits, actually. Clicks.
Clicks. Nothing but Clicks. The best. Where to get tickets? TheKranskySisters.com. Tell people about where you find them before you disappear back to us with toad skins. I have to say, this has been a cracker of a program to talk to you about what you do.
Oh, thank you very much, Shane. Yes, well, you can always, the tickets links are all on our Kransky Sisters website that our neighbor made for us on his computer. And that's thekranskysisters.com, as you said, Shane. That's where you go to. There's a lot of lovely shows coming up. We're really looking forward to having some Christmas fun out of Christmas. But, you know, we've got a lot of different things to tell and show, too. We've got some special items to show from our house at home.
Wonderful stuff. Well, who knew Christmas in June was exactly what Queensland needed, from trustee Maurice Miners to toilet brush solos and toad skins and tuba solos. Tonight we've heard it all. Don't miss a Cracker Kransky Christmas in June and July. And July. I say that with all honesty. In July as well. Grab your tickets to thekranskysisters.com. A huge thank you to the wonderful and glorious and very unique Morn Kransky. Thank you for joining me today. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, dear. Lovely to talk to you.
Lovely to talk to you. And you've been an absolute cracker, as always. And if you want more chats like this one, find us on the podcast at 1015fm.com.au. Your voice, your radio is always here.